Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the roles, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your levers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on Botched.
I have found out that this Chili's is just garbage. They do not have any escargot or baguettes or this catch of the day. This is just all cardboard covered in cheese.
They've got chicken fritters and they've got corn.
It is mostly
on a stick.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's corn stick. I don't know what more you could ask.
Corn.
Things are worse than I thought.
It's great.
Welcome back, junior researchers.
Take it again, and you sound like a fucking idiot.
Welcome back, junior researchers.
Oh,
to the 50.
So much better.
Sorry, 30
Sad
second.
Idiot.
I was hoping it was the 52nd episode. It's the 32nd episode of the 8th season of Botched. I hope you're all excited for it, as I am, to be with these fucking ding-dongs. We are going to start...
Are we covered in corn or what?
A little while after the last episode... As we are joined by three field agents, we're going on site to a missing persons report. This is a residential house. It's just a house. It's like a normal, like, suburban house that you're going to. As someone has reported a strange missing persons report. So I need to know who are my field agents. By the way, this is in Alabama.
Oh, Steve, who are you bringing out for this?
Alabama.
It's in Alabama.
Are you bringing out your Johnny Walker?
Oh, should I bring...
I mean, every time that we go to a suburban house, it's been Johnny Walker.
That's true. He's an expert in interviewing suburban housewives. I'm Jim... Pinnacle Whipped Cream Vodka. And I'm here to investigate. What's happening?
Rollo today? No, that's not your name.
What?
It's more of my name. It's
what?
Alabama. Roll Tide.
Oh. Speak up when you speak to me, boy. We're in Alabama. This is squirrel country.
You gotta
be careful.
Like Johnny Depp.
He's supposed to.
Oh, okay.
Because he's okay.
It's a good Johnny Depp, though.
I only incidentally sound like Johnny Depp because we're both drunk all the time.
Hello, good chap. I'm Barry Everyman.
Are you an allegory?
Barry Everyman.
Are you a memento mori? Is this a 14th century Renaissance story about how you?
I have been tempted. Yes.
Okay. Good. Just don't play chess with the devil. It won't work.
You don't know how to play chess.
You, sir, I've met a lot of people in my life, and you, sir, are no. I can't believe I forgot his name. The Exorcist.
Barry Everyman.
Barry Everman, yeah, the star of The Exorcist.
I think his name was The Devil.
Oh, from
The Exorcist.
Star of The Exorcist was
The star of The Exorcist was The Devil. Hi, it's me, Steve Arby's.
Was
Steve
it The Weeknd?
No, he's a rapper.
Max von Sydow. You know Max von Sydow, right?
Maxwell Sydow.
Maxwell Siding.
I'm just checking in real quick.
Yeah, yes.
Have any of you said your names or what's going on?
Yes. Steve
it's
Arby's.
Just been nonsense.
Steve Arby.
Introduced
Steve
all
Arby's.
Ourselves.
Okay.
Barry Everyman.
Barry Everyman.
Mm-hmm. And Jim Pinnacle Whipped Cream Vodka.
And Jim
That's right.
Pinnacle
my
Whipped
name,
Cream Vodka.
My name is Joseph Fireball.
Now it's Joseph.
I'm an investigator.
Joey Fireball.
All right, so I will say that it is the middle of the day on a Tuesday. It is springtime.
What time is it?
Springtime.
Middle of the day, so noon.
Fool.
Can be like at 1,
12:30.
After lunch.
12:30.
All right. I'll bring it with me.
Okay. You're going to the Walt reference.
The
Jim
Walt
Beam is
reference?
Walt residence. W-A-E-L-T. Walt.
Christ, man, you can't spell well shit.
Nah. My diabetes has got my vision out of whack.
Was there an E in the middle of that name?
That's what
Walt.
I thought.
W-A-E-L-T.
Walt.
I'm just saying Walt.
That's Wilt.
Wilt? Is it Chamberlain? No, it's an
that's
I.
Wilt.
Well, I do believe that is Old English. Wilt. It's Wild.
I'm saying it's Walt.
It, if it's Old E-silent. English, it's pronounced Blythe.
Yeah.
E silent. Walt.
I'm going to go up to the front door.
Okay.
He doesn't knock. He just stands there.
You
waits.
Can't just, like, you got to give it a little rappy-dap ding-dong.
Oh, so tired.
Like that.
Quickly, someone answers the door, and it is, it's, I would say it's someone in their mid-40s. It's a female.
Well, hello, young lady.
Are you here about the missing person support?
Yep.
It appears you've returned, so we're probably
it's
fine.
It's not me. It's my son, Jack. He's missing.
Missing yeah. kids.
We went missing last night.
All right, let's take this inside, ma'am.
Me and my husband haven't been able to find him.
Woman, you're embarrassing yourself in front of the neighborhood. Step inside. So we just
please, offer my friend some Jim Beam at least.
Hey, I don't have any alcohol here.
That's fine. I'll
you
just...
don't? Are you a fucking Mormon?
No, we just don't. We had a child in the house. We didn't want any alcohol.
Dr. Pepper, at least.
Some sandwiches.
You understand they make childproof caps. They're called
he's not a child. He's 16.
Oh.
So he drank all the alcohol.
Well, no, we don't have it because we don't want
because he slowly
to...
replaced your liquors from your wedding with water.
A wedding?
We should take this meeting to a bar then.
What?
Perhaps you'd feel more comfortable at the pub down the road.
No. Are you here about this report, person support?
Yes. Tell us about your son, Jack.
Well, he went to the bathroom last night.
And you couldn't catch Jack?
And then I never saw him again.
That seems like an unimportant detail, but okay.
He went to the bathroom and then
he... went to the bathroom and he came out. He started screaming. I heard like a crunch and a thud and a smack. And it sounded like the sink broke or something. And then
what
I opened the
door.
What
young man was masturbating?
I couldn't open the door. And then when I did, it was empty.
Clearly he broke his dick in half and then climbed out the window. Case solved.
Well, could you at least look or something instead of just saying he broke his dick and climbed out the window?
Is there a window in there?
Yes.
All did right. you find any pieces of the dick left behind?
No, actually, there's no window in that bathroom.
Excuse me, madam. Well, I have myself a Tums antacid smoothie assorted fruit flavored.
Okay.
You ate a lot of chili just now.
All right.
I believe that
whole
one.
Whole bowl of chili in the car.
Okay.
It was very messy.
Why would you eat chili in a moving car?
I ask myself that question.
He likes to live moss.
I can make a mess.
Wait, have you not been to the drive-through chili shack?
No.
It's just down the road.
They seal it. It's got like a lid. I can just wait.
Sometimes you can just bring a bag and put it out your window and they'll fill it for you.
Feedback chili, they call it.
Yeah.
It's a special.
The old feed
bag. It's a flex.
Yeah, bag day. You can bring any bag and they'll fill it for a quarter.
They'll fill it for it. That's right.
He always just brings
any
the
bag?
Lemon scented ones.
That's why I bring those trash bags. IKEA bags, the blue ones.
Contractor bags.
Yeah.
Any bag, you said. It's a fun game the college kids play. They bring the cloth bags and try to make it home before it starts leaking.
They don't.
Should go. Anyway, we'll check out this bathroom.
Where's your husband?
He comes down the stairs.
So what time was it when your son disappeared?
I would say about 8 o'clock at night.
I reckon.
Odd time to mash.
He take anything with him?
To
the bathroom?
Yeah.
Not that I remember.
Now, was this right after dinner?
No, we eat dinner about 5:30.
This is modern times, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there any particular...
No, Dizzy over here, she made dinner about 5:30.
What'd you make for dinner?
Chili.
Meatloaf?
Oh, is there any left?
Chili meatloaf.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to have to see it real quick.
Could be the meatloaf.
Okay.
So she leads you to the kitchen?
Yeah.
And opens the fridge and pulls out the meatloaf, which is wrapped in tinfoil.
You can really hear that refrigerator hum as she opens it.
You got a plate... A fork.
You're going to eat the meatloaf?
I got to make sure.
It's called testing.
Can't do tests.
You can just ask me for the meatloaf. You don't have to put on airs.
Put on what?
Airs.
I think she says your ass is sticking out.
She said, eat it with your mouth. Don't put it on your ass, you savage.
Someone said, don't put on airs.
I don't understand what this lady's saying. There's no need to put on airs.
You're telling him to just, like, eat it with his face off of the plate?
No, I'm going to get him a plate. I'm just telling him he didn't need to be sneaky about it.
I asked you for it. I didn't stop being sneaky about anything.
You said, hey, show me to the kitchen.
Yes.
Show me the meatloaf.
Yes.
You could have just started with, hey, can I have some meatloaf?
Well, I need to run tests on it.
No,
objection.
You just want to eat the damn
Leading
shit.
The witness.
Excuse me, where is... Oh, you know what? I'm going to write this down. I need to interview your son. Can he come down real quick?
Yeah, just bring him down here.
Bring him right down.
He's missing.
Okay.
We thought we caught you, but we didn't.
So you've done everything in your power?
So your power is going to eat that meatloaf?
Excuse me, I said I'm running tests.
Help you find a child?
I'm going to run tests.
Perhaps the meatloaf is the anomaly.
Excuse me.
Ma'am, he's a professional. Step back,
please. I don't come into your house and tell you how to run your house. Don't tell me how to do my
also,
fucking
regular
job.
People don't know what anomalies are, so.
He's a scientist, and if your son ate the meatloaf and then he went to the bathroom and disappeared.
We called the police. We didn't call for food scientists.
I know. I'm part of the branch of the police.
He's the food police.
Food scientist police?
Yeah, I can run tests.
Is that right? Roll deception.
I'm not deceiving anyone.
You are 1,000%.
It's a new and interesting field of criminology. It's called culinary forensics.
She's about to cut you meatloaf and put it on a plate, and she instead wraps it.
I think you're just full of shit.
I'll slap it out of her hand.
Ma'am.
It's a 12.
She quickly dodges, and she's like,
sir. Another outburst like that, we'll ask you to leave.
And she puts it back in the fridge and closes the door.
Show us to the bathroom, then.
I've got to shit.
Ma'am, Miss Wilt, where are you from originally?
I'm born and raised here.
You were born and raised in Alabama. Why do you have a 1930s Savannah, Georgia accent?
This is what I came up with.
This is all the women voices I can do.
This is a woman from the South. What do you want from me?
Did you spend last night on a Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil marathon? Is that what happened?
I only got through the garden part.
Damn it, Dennis. There's your one joke. Fucking basket it.
All right, let's go up to the bathroom.
Show us where
and run some tests on the toilet.
It takes you upstairs.
He's a toilet scientist.
It's true.
Takes you upstairs.
I'm a real shitty scientist.
And she opens the door.
A stealth.
Okay, are you stealthing?
I'm going to stay in the kitchen to see if anybody goes upstairs.
Okay, roll stealth.
It's a 9.
She immediately realizes that you're just lingering in the kitchen. She's like,
sir. I understand you're hungry, but you've worn out your welcome. If you don't come up with me to the bathroom, I'm just kicking you out. You're not. You're lingering next to the fridge, okay? You're lingering. I can tell.
I can also tell that this fridge is not maintained correctly.
You're full of shit.
God damn it. Well, then I guess you should show me to the bathroom.
Exactly. You can get out in front so I can keep an eye on you because you're fucking Henri.
Damn these rolls.
Goddamn Henri. Henri bastard.
So she leads you and, like, pushes you forward so that you're ahead, like, sort of guiding you up the stairs.
I'm very obese.
Uh-huh. Very obese?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's just guiding you. She's not.
You ever see that cartoon Bonkers from the 90s?
Yeah.
Remember that police officer?
The cat?
Yeah.
That's me.
Okay, you're fat.
I'm Steve Arby's.
Steve Arby's. Got it.
Food scientist.
You're not a food scientist. So she leads you. So when you get up to the top of the stairs, the landing, it's like an L shape. And you have a bedroom on your immediate right. Another bedroom just ahead of that. On the left is another bedroom. And in between on that L shape, that back end, that's where the doorway to the kitchen is. The bathroom is.
They have two kitchens. One upstairs,
you gotta think about a goddamn kitchen.
Was this the crime scene kitchen?
So
I go to the fridge in this kitchen.
Sure.
She opens the door.
It's just a shower curtain.
A bathroom is a kitchen if you're brave enough.
Yeah. So she opens the door and, you know, this is it. This is a bathroom.
What is a kitchen but a bathroom persevering?
We haven't had nerve to go in ourselves since he went missing.
Now, Miss Warts, I must ask you, have you done any cleaning?
It's fucking Walt.
If you
Why are you
so?
Putting an R in there?
It must be the accent I came up with. Anyway, have you done any cleaning since your son went missing?
No, it was last night.
All right, so everything is as it was when you last saw him.
Yes.
You haven't used the bathroom or anything?
No.
Excellent.
Well, struggling with hydration.
Is there any mouthwash under the sink?
I believe there's mouthwash on the sink.
I wasn't asking her. I was asking the DM. I'm looking.
Yes, there's mouthwash. You see mouthwash sitting on the sink.
Listerine. I drink a little bit. Ring. I drink some.
You just go over and drink it?
It's 20% by volume.
Daddy needs his fix.
Sir, why are you drinking the mouthwash?
It's a test. I'm testing. Anything in this room could have made your son disappear. We have to exhaust all avenues.
Roll deception.
They wouldn't let me do tests on deception. The meatloaf.
It's not very good.
I botched. I just tried to chug it as fast as I can before she grabs.
As soon as she questions, you just immediately start to see. And she's like, sir, and she takes it away. And she's like, I'm sorry, I think you are an alcoholic, sir. I'm going to ask you to leave.
We're Alabama's finest.
Madam.
No, not.
Look, I am not one to question your hospitality. But when I invite people into my domicile...
You guys are police. You're supposed to be doing a job.
Tell them they cannot
eat my meatloaf and drink my Listerine.
Listerine?
Listerine?
It's like that Bush song. Listerine.
Listerine.
Bad moon rising.
I drink Listerine.
So, what weird quirk are you going to have, sir? You going to fucking eat the toilet cakes or some shit? I don't know.
Why do you have toilet cakes? Is this a commercial urinal?
Take a nap on the couch? What is it you want in my house?
What's your name? You're Barry.
I'm Barry Everyman. And like every man,
I'm gonna fuck your husband.
when I'm in the loo, I like a bit of peace and fucking quiet. I close the door in front of her.
So what? It's just you in the bathroom?
What, did they actually leave?
No.
No. Okay. Of course not. It's the three of us.
I just push her out.
I lock the door.
I just push her out and close the door.
Okay. You three are in the bathroom.
Your hospitality is very lacking.
Well, I never.
I take out my magic tells me what's going on, Wand.
Do you have any... Excuse me, miss. Do you have any toast and beans?
Fuck off.
Baked beans on toast.
I'm not giving you shit.
You could boil some peas for me.
I'm going to call the cops.
We are the cops.
You are definitely not the cops.
Okay, Jen, so we're the cops.
I'm going to go.
What are you guys doing?
I make a call to Site 69. We're going to need an amnestics team here. at the world residence.
She's found us out.
We've been discovered. Our foolproof plan is gone awry yet again. I don't know how people keep figuring it out.
Miss, I'm with the FBI.
Sure, okay.
With your FBI.
I'm also going to need an entire handle of Malort. Don't ask me what it's for. Just bring it.
So are you... So you're just calling this in so that way they can bring in a team, or?
Oh, yeah. They're going to need to not remember what happened here.
Okay. Site 69 sends a team with amnestics who amnestize the two parents, but also buy their property from them and just have them move away.
Oh,
help them move their shit out and just get the fuck
out. I had a good gag for when they couldn't remember.
We stay in the bathroom the whole time.
We stay in the bathroom and say, okay. Whoa, it's me, your son. I broke off my dick and climbed out the window.
Hold on, so this is an upstairs bathroom with no windows.
Yes.
It's a standalone bathroom.
I kept the window into the wall.
So the bathroom itself has a
Because
toilet.
The shit dropped down my bowels.
Has a toilet on the right side of the room. Center of the bathroom, there is a sink with a mirror.
Thank God.
And then on the left side of the bathroom, there is one of those like claw foot tubs that also has a shower like head above it,
okay.
That kind of thing. And then a metal ring that goes across the top, like a metal bar.
So wait, the mirror is right next to the toilet or behind the toilet?
No. So if you're looking in the door,
uh-huh.
On your right hand side, there's the toilet.
Yeah.
Straight ahead along the long part of the wall.
Yeah.
In the middle of the wall, that is where the sink with the mirror is.
So if you're
mirror on the ceiling above the toilet?
No.
Oh. So if you were sitting on the shitter and you looked right, you could see yourself taking a crap.
Some people like that.
It's a few feet away, so you can't see yourself.
Do you know how mirrors work?
Yeah.
Could you like peek your head in?
No, it's like about 4 or 5 feet away.
It's a wee mirror.
This bathroom's enormous.
I mean, the length of this bathroom is about 10 feet, so yeah.
It's huge.
Okay.
Holy shit, it's the size of a bedroom.
Okay. It's a big bathroom. What do you want from me?
Big bed and bathroom.
You put some blankets in the bathtub, you could list it as an extra bedroom on Realtor.com.
Sure, yeah.
You put one of those fold-out beds up on the top, and it's a...
All right. We should investigate.
Go over to the tub.
Arby, okay. What you going to...
The bathroom is pristine,
down? By
the way. It is super clean.
She said she did not clean it.
Tile floor, white tile with like every couple of the tile, like the little triangles or diamonds, I should say, are gray. So it's mostly white with some gray in there. The walls are mostly tile up to a certain point, and then it has a little caulking, and then it's, you know, normal.
Drywall.
I'm going to take my flashlight out.
Okay.
And look down the drain.
You can't really see too far. But, I mean, looks like a standard drain.
Full of hair.
You don't see any anyways, but again, it gets pretty dark as soon as you look down the drain.
Did they say that their son was, like, washing, shitting?
The only other thing that the report mentioned was the night before he went missing, he mentioned that there was a big fucking cockroach in the bathroom.
Huge cockroach
in the bathroom.
Was it flying?
No, he said he stepped on it.
Kissing.
I guess we're just going to stake out this bathroom.
Okay. You guys hang out in this bathroom.
I'm going to go back to the kitchen.
The building has been secured. So it is under like SCP Foundation. Like,
there's cameras in here.
Yeah. They installed it like, so while you guys have been hanging out in the bathroom, they installed a camera in the bathroom that 180 degrees, so it goes from one side to the other side, so it can see everything. And it's set up to a feed so that somebody could keep an eye on it. You three are just hanging out in this bathroom for who knows how many hours.
Just waiting for roaches.
12.
12 hours? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just hanging out.
I'm going to go to the kitchen now. Is that meatloaf still down there?
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Going to grab it.
Okay.
Tell me I can't eat meatloaf on the toilet?
I'm going to bring it back to the bathroom.
Okay, you do.
I'm sit on the toilet and eat it.
Great.
Going to run some tests on
it. All three of you just hanging out in the bathroom.
Waiting.
Yep. Nothing's happening.
What's it taste like? Describe the taste.
Dry.
Why?
Because it's a meatloaf.
What?
Dry is technically more of a texture thing than taste.
No, it tastes like dry. That's how dry it is. It just tastes like dry. Meatloaf. With a little ketchup.
Like fine wine.
It's dry with ketchup.
Have you had a good meatloaf?
No, that's why I don't like meatloaf.
Oh, my God.
They're
great.
All dry.
They're
and
not
they
all
taste
dry.
Like ketchup.
Just don't overcook it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because my mother made them. They're gross.
What a bitch.
Oh, like a... Turkey meatloaf is incredible.
Just a beef.
Yeah.
Bland, boring. Just ketchup on the top.
It's not my fault that your parents can't season it.
My dad only knows how to cook one thing.
Steak.
That's a toasted bologna sandwich. No. You take two pieces of toast with some butter on them.
Yeah.
You put some lemon and sweet bologna in there. Delicious.
Sounds great. So no roaches ever show up.
Nope. You never see a single roach.
Let's go roach hunting, lads.
Okay. What does that mean?
I look under the sink.
I drop a little meatloaf on the ground.
Okay, you do.
Have you never seen, played StarCraft? You got to find the creep. That's where the roaches go.
You search under the sink. Under the sink, there are basic cleaning supplies. So some Comet, like a little can of that Comet dust. There's some sponges. There's a refill of the hand soap. And there's a toilet bowl cleaner. That's it.
Hey, Jim Beam.
Yeah.
I come up from the. I have the comet in my hand.
Yes, okay. Mr. Arbus. It's your conjecture.
I put some of the comet on the sink tiles.
The sink tiles or
this floor like up tiles? On the sink.
Okay, on the sink.
On the vanity.
And that'll get it nice and clean, Arby's.
And I take out a credit card.
Oh, no.
Arby's, no.
I bet you won't.
Dear God.
It's a horrible way to go, chap.
I blow as hard as I can. I blow the comet.
Okay, now you got a bunch of comet flying around.
Is that a cockroach show up?
No.
Okay.
The night before he found a cockroach, stepped on it.
Yes. He said he saw a big fucking cockroach, smashed it.
So we should maybe check the drywall and start banging up the drywall.
Roll to attack.
Roaches in there.
What? Like a hammer or something?
With hammer fist attack.
Sure.
I rolled 22. So yeah. Just fuck up this drywall.
Sure. I think I found a stud.
You punch it. You kick it. You hit it with whatever. Nothing. No damage whatsoever to this wall.
I'm going to go to the kids' room.
Yeah. They give you a crowbar. Nothing. No damage. Hammer. Sledgehammer. Doesn't matter.
Gun.
No damage. Gun. You shoot it. The bullet just bounces. You know what? If you're going to shoot it.
I shoot it at an angle.
Sure. Roll me a deck save, all three of you.
I said I went to the kids' room.
The kids
before
room.
He shot that gun. Sure. I did say that.
It's magnetically sealed, you fool.
Would you forget it? I already tried it. It's magnetically sealed.
I rolled 15, Dex.
Okay.
I got a 12.
Okay. Bolt starts bouncing around in there and just fucking wings, what is your stupid name? Barry ever.
Fuck
every
you.
In the leg, just a little bit.
Just so yourself, Barry.
No damage to anything in this bathroom.
Including Barry.
Except for Barry.
Damn it.
Can I try to...
Hold on. I lean up very, very sensually to the wall, and I press my lips just adjacent to the wall, and I say, "Baby, don't be mad at me. Why don't you show me something special? Why don't you open up the wall for me, baby?"
Open sesame.
I mean, nothing happens.
You were a slut last night with that 14-year-old boy.
Don't
you
be
some sort of pedophile.
So cool, you pedophile.
Rips your dick right off.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's weird. The cock shoots out and grabs your cock and rips
holy
it
shit.
Yep.
Well, I wasn't using that anyway. It didn't work anymore.
Is the kid's room right next to the bathroom?
Yeah, it's like over there.
Is the boy's name McCully?
No, his name's Jack.
All right.
Jack Calkin.
Jack Calkin.
All right, I'm
Dizzy,
gonna...
Mick, and Jack Walt.
Jack Meewolf.
Jack Meewalt.
Jack Meewalt.
Yeah. Jack Meewalt.
Jack Meewalt.
Jack My junior's the wall next to the bathroom.
If you go into his bedroom,
yep.
It's like video games, computer.
Cum sock.
Magazines, posters of various movies.
Okay. Bunch of
Fortnite
anime.
Poster.
Fortnite. What's crossover
the,
posters.
What's on the wall between the bathroom and his room?
Peephole.
closet.
I'm going to go in there.
Okay.
I find anything interesting?
Playbush.
Clothes. Some of them are crusty.
All right, I'm going to throw them all out of there to open up this closet.
Okay.
And I'm going to start banging on the walls to try to break through.
Okay. Start banging on the wall. Starts dealing damage to the wall.
Ooh.
To a point. And then it stops. Like, whenever you get over by the bathroom.
So the bathroom itself is impervious.
Yes. It appears so.
I have an idea, fellas. I'm going to call... In a supply run, I need a terrarium full of mice, laboratory mice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like an aquarium without water in it.
I got it.
Voice and head.
Yeah, I got it.
Fucking dictionary.
I prefer my mice.
Five seconds.
5 seconds. 5 fucking seconds. Now, if you don't know it, if you listen to this, and you don't know what 5 seconds is. You need to come watch botch films on Monday nights. How about that? Twitch. TV slash Botch Podcast, where we are right now. Now, have the laboratory mice arrived?
Yeah, it takes an hour or two and they show up with the terrarium.
I take one out and I throw it in the bathroom. I smash it on the floor.
Okay. You fucking smash
Holy
it.
Shit.
It's dead.
I close the door.
Like,
I don't close the door with me inside it. I close
the
door.
You're just leaving me in here with this dead rat?
So it's just a rat in there?
Barry, get out of there. Come on.
So it's just a rat in there?
Yeah.
It's just a dead mouse.
Dead mouse. Okay. Mm-hmm. Close the door.
Dead male
5?
Whoa.
Okay, you close the door.
Yeah.
It's closed.
Ka-chunk.
Yeah.
You want to like,
wait 24 hours.
Count to 10 now.
Okay. You wait 24 hours.
All right, I open the door again.
There's a dead mouse on the floor.
Shit. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to clean this.
I've been holding it for... 24 hours now. I think I'm going to take a shit. Good day.
There's the other bathroom in the house on the
No, this
floor.
Is the only one.
Okay.
This is the one he wants to use. All right, Barry, have a good shit. I close the door.
So it's just Barry in there?
Yep, Barry's taking a shit.
Okay. Barry, you're taking a shit.
Takes about 20 minutes.
Okay. You notice that, roll me a perception check, Barry.
I got a 10.
All right. You're just oblivious, just having a good old time, taking a shit. Tippy-tapping your toes to some song. Well, the rest of you two doing while he's taking his 20-minute shit?
Are they looking at the footage of me taking a shit?
Yeah, we're watching him. What do we see on the film?
Roll perception.
17.
I rolled 2.
Okay. Well, only Steve Arby's notices that the camera is like panning back and forth, trying not to look at him take a shit.
He's watching, controlling the camera.
Sure.
The Premier League.
You happen to notice that a cockroach climbs up out of the clawfoot tub and down the side and starts to scurry across the floor towards
Barry.
Every man.
One cockroach.
I'm not going to do anything about it.
Okay.
I'm going to see what happens when that cockroach gets to him.
Okay.
He's probably going to climb up his leg and he's going to squeal like a little girl.
I hope it goes inside of him.
Barry, with your 10 perception, you notice that a cockroach runs over and starts climbing up your foot.
Ah! Leave it!
Crush it.
Let him finish.
You crush it.
Fuck off of me.
Crush the cockroach. It's dead. It's dead on the ground.
It's good.
Roll me another perception check, Barry.
I got a 12.
You hear this, like, gurgling noise?
Do you guys hear that? What the fuck is that?
I'm hungry.
That's my tummy.
Nah, it's in the room. So it's definitely not coming from the microphone feed. But there's a gurgling noise coming from over by the tub.
I use the bidet.
Okay. There's no bidet on this toilet.
This is America.
There's no toilet paper.
There's not even toilet paper.
I back my ass up to the sink.
Okay.
Or actually, does that tub turn on with some water?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah. Just gonna turn the hot water on and...
You go over to the tub and you notice that there's this black tar-like liquid bubbling up out of the bottom of the tub.
Can I flush it down with the hot water?
You can turn on the water.
I'm going to do that.
More of this black tar-like water starts to pour into the tub as it fills.
I turn it off.
Okay. It's still filling up. The tub is slowly filling with this black
tar-like liquid. Are you guys getting
this? And as
turn on the sink.
When the liquid reaches a certain level in the tub, it's like 3/4 of the way full. All of a sudden, dozens of cockroaches start to pour out of the liquid.
I open the door and leave.
You're holding it closed.
It doesn't open.
Oh no!
And as the cockroaches
hold on, we're gonna try to ram into the door.
Sure. Well, hold you.
I'm not dying sober. Fuck you.
As the cockroaches climb up over the top of the tub and start to pour over the sides, just a few dozen. We're gonna take a break.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Philip D., the imaginary nomad himself, coming to you once again to talk about patreon.com/botchpodcast. Must be the middle of the show. That's right. It's the Patreon ad that everyone fast forwards. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast. Look at the different tiers. See where it works for you for support. And we look forward to seeing you in the Discord. Now, let's get back to the episode.
And we're back. All right. So, you try and open the door?
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't seem to budge.
I get up on the vanity of the sink.
You're standing on the sink?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we try to break?
And I turn on the water in the sink.
Or like,
what?
You were taking a shit.
Yeah.
So are your pants still around your ankles?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have to spread
your legs
and
jump,
boys in the head.
You just take your pants off.
Take the pants off, take off the shoes, jump up on the sink, turn on the water, and I'm not dying with shit in my ass.
Okay, so you're washing your
ass. I'm washing my rump.
In the sink.
In the sink.
But you're off the ground.
Yeah.
You're standing on the sink.
I'm squatting, sir.
You're squatting on the sink. And
pointing
like,
his
he's very flexible ankles.
Okay. And then I'm just kind of scooping it up to my butthole.
I want an acrobatics for this.
Thank God it's one of the stats I took.
Shouldn't it technically be survival?
14.
Slide a hand to wipe.
You know what? You're up there. You're doing an okay job of
shite of hand.
Shite of hand.
The cockroaches just keep on coming out of that tub.
Is it like soap? Or
if there's hand soap.
Is the comet still on this counter from where? What's his
he
fuck?
Blew it away. So
yes,
that
but
way,
the container. Mr. Arby's had left it out. He's a monster. We'd never put something away.
I try and kick the
high
door
low.
And push ahead.
Fucking high.
Yes, the comet is still
I
sitting on top.
I make a ring around myself like it's
They're witches, and I'm making a salt, a protective salt ring.
Okay, you do. I mean, they just climb over it, but...
Fuck!
It's not like it's acid, but...
I shoot at them with my gun.
Okay, you start to fire.
Oh, wait, that's a bad idea.
With your gun. Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I pull out my gun, and I stop.
Okay. But yeah, so the cockroaches...
I just start crushing them with my gun like a hammer.
They're not on the same level as you. You're standing on a sink, and they're on the ground.
Oh, they're on the ground.
Right now they're on the ground. And the floor is getting to the point where it's just a sea of cockroaches. Like, you can't even see the floor anymore. It's thousands and thousands of cockroaches.
You think you guys could pour some gasoline
and,
under
like,
the
they just
door?
Keep pouring over the top of the tub and out of the black liquid.
I describe it.
What are you other two doing? Oh, they can see it. Don't worry.
We've been trying to break your door down. We sure. talked about it.
Roll strength.
We don't attack the lock. We attack the hinges.
Got it.
I rolled 20 for strength.
Okay. You ram a battering ram, I'm guessing, into the door, just bounces right off.
Holy shit.
Nothing.
I take a screwdriver and take the handle off.
You take the handle off?
Yeah.
Okay, you take the screws out.
Yeah.
Okay. The handle doesn't come off the door. The screws come out.
Is the door completely flush with the bottom of the ground?
Yes. I snake a little tube in underneath the door.
Snake oil, a tube.
I sneak a little tube. Like
he rubs it in vegetable oil and he sticks it under the door so that he can breathe. So he doesn't breathe in cockroaches.
Okay, you snake a tube under the door.
You get through?
Fart in it.
Sure.
I pour gasoline in the tube.
Okay.
Bat it
so
to the
it's
ground.
Just splashing a little gasoline out on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay, you do. The cockroaches avoid that part of the floor and just start climbing the walls all around where Barry is. Barry, you notice that the cockroaches start flying off of the walls and landing on you.
Oh, shit.
Roll
this
me
gangster.
A sanity check.
I got a nat 20.
You are super cool with cockroaches.
I'm not so easily rattled as these American children.
But you were naked.
I smoke a cigarette.
And you notice that a lot of these cockroaches... They don't care what hole it is. They start climbing up your asshole.
I shoot myself in the head, Seth.
Okay. I mean, the asshole, Dennis?
There's no coming back from that.
Nope.
He's not screaming.
Dennis, they're called cockroaches, man. Come on.
They can't fit in his urethra.
He should be
sounding. I am uncircumcised. Yeah. I just clamp it shut.
That's right. It's got a flat.
He's got a chip
like a
clip that he puts on his penis.
Nope.
It's got like a doggy door on it.
I tie it off with a rubber band, you see.
So you shoot yourself?
Yep.
Okay, you shoot yourself in the head and you just fall into this sea of cockroaches. And literally on the camera, you guys see this swarm of cockroaches just cover the body. You also notice over by the tub, there's this bubbling coming out of the tub. And then this body starts to rise up out of the goo.
Shit.
And it looks almost like a corpse, as though it's a lot of the flesh is missing. And some of the face is missing. It's like very gaunt skeletal, but roll a history check.
Is this SCP-106?
No, it's not.
Is it Jack Frost?
Joseph Fireball. No, sorry, Steve Arby's. Roll me a history check, because you were actually there.
Where was I?
I'll tell you once you roll.
13.
The corpse looks an awful lot like Jack. Like, it has the same build... Some of the same facial
the
features.
Son.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you were in his room, so.
Oh, that's right. And there was all the sports pictures.
Yes. So, but it's like the body is dripping this tar-like black ichor.
How old was the son?
16.
All right, never mind.
And so the cockroaches disperse from the body and all rush back into the tub as the body's rising up out. The body... of Barry is there, and it's bloated. And it's all cut up and mangled, and like the bullet hole, and it looks like his body's twitching, and you realize it's because his body's full of cockroaches as they keep slowly emerging. Like, you can see him wriggling around under the skin and whatnot. And so, whatever this creature is in the tub climbs out of the tub, walks over to the body of Barry, grabs him by the foot, drags him over to the tub and into the black liquid.
Now hold on. I don't want that guy to go away.
I mean, you do whatever you want.
I knock on his door.
Doesn't stop.
Jack!
Doesn't stop.
Jack, call your mom!
Doesn't stop. Just keeps walking over to the tub.
Jack Hoyle, you're in so much trouble. You get back here right now, young man. I'm gonna spank the shit out of you, I swear to God.
Drops the body, comes out, beats the shit out of you. No.
There's one thing Jack
hates authority.
Mount Gay Rum is good for, it's antagonizing ghosts.
He just climbs into the tub with the body and sinks into the black.
Jack!
Doesn't even like pause whenever you yell his name through the door.
Can we get his mother's name on a. I'm dead.
You're dead, yeah.
Can we get his mother's name on a recording?
Ghost. But yeah. So he climbs in the tub with the goo. Him and the corpse of Barry disappear into the goo. And then all the goo just settles back into the tub and goes down the drain. And everything goes back to totally normal in the bathroom. Looks pristine as if nothing happened.
Sorry, I'm going to
call... Except for there's a big deuce in the toilet. But
I'm going to call the parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Son's a goo monster.
Hello?
Mrs. Welt?
Your meatloaf is dry.
Yes, this is Mrs. Welt.
Get out of here. Fucking, why don't you goose stomp all over my jokes? You're just like him.
So, ma'am, this is scientist Steve Arby's.
Who?
Food scientist Steve Arby's.
I don't understand why.
We found your son.
Who?
Okay. We found your son.
I don't have a son.
Oh. Can I talk to your husband, please?
Sure. Mick! Fucking food scientist is on the phone talking about a son or something. Yeah.
No, listen
to
me.
Mick.
Jagger?
Mick Walt.
Mr. Walt.
Yep.
Your son.
Don't have a son.
Okay, have a good day.
Enjoy your meat,
motherfuckers. You guys gave him amnestics.
Well, I didn't think they would erase their entire life.
Well, if they know that their son is around, then they'll fucking be wondering where he is.
Well, case y'all.
You just wanted them to forget you breaking in, not breaking in, but trying to take all their food and
shit? Yeah, kind of like we did at the last house where Jim Beam stole all their...
They were amnesticized because they literally helped in their son getting murdered.
It's fair.
Nothing to do with you guys being dipshits.
Well, it had a little bit to do with that.
Not so much. But anyways.
At least those people had booze in their house, like civilized folks.
Well, I mean, they also had booze in their house.
The SCP Foundation is like,
why
are field agents doing tests in here?
We just were having some fun.
You hired us.
Yeah, to like literally figure out if it like, to just set shit up.
Okay.
But SCP's already bought the house, so why are you guys...
Why didn't you guys tell us to go home?
We thought we were doing cross-training.
What?
Yeah.
You've got good footage now.
First off...
What do you mean? Why didn't we tell you
to go
home?
We're doing research here.
You're not researchers.
We are... If we're doing research, we're technically
I'm a food scientist.
No, you're not a food scientist. That's your cover. And
I'm
you're
a
not even
scientist.
That. Your cover is that you're a police officer.
Maybe I'm
not a fucking food inspector.
Okay, here's the thing, Dad. You're getting very upset.
Because I have to... They have assigned me specifically to deal with
ma'am?
You. Well, now two assholes. I'm a sir.
Calm down.
I'm very calm in how much I hate you.
Listen, you're freaking out about nothing.
I have requested specifically that you two be made D-class.
Here's the
after
thing.
Every single case.
Listen.
Yeah. I slap him in the face.
Suck.
Here's the thing.
Slaps the phone.
You guys,
I slap him in the face.
Roll dex.
You guys, like, made this place all secure.
You miss because you're drunk.
Do it again.
He's more efficient than slapping.
Shut up. Get away from me.
Listen.
13.
Get away from me.
Why are we in trouble?
You're just moving your hands away.
Stop. Because, like, listen to me. You secured this house.
Yeah.
Okay. You're yelling again. I don't appreciate it.
I answered yes.
Yes, you did it loudly and unnecessarily loudly.
But you could have told us your job here is done.
This is my
once you secured the house.
You saved Barry's life.
Barry
we have radios and everything.
No,
you could
he
call
didn't
us.
Have to die because you could just go away.
But you didn't tell us to leave.
Nobody came and relieved us from our duties.
Nobody relieved us from our duties.
That doesn't mean you just get to do whatever you want.
You literally
I'm pretty sure it does.
First
it's
off,
been a day.
you have us on camera constantly. Why are you told that we were here?
You really could have called us to stop.
That doesn't go back to the SCP.
No, where'd she go? To the cloud?
The other room that you installed the room. The footage just, in.
What bullshit circuits are you running here?
Steve, he's right. It's a closed circuit TV. We set up ourselves. We should do this.
Oh.
Shit.
Well, I'm disappointed with the SCP for having such outdated information and technology.
It's been
here.
A day. We were finishing the paperwork.
We're going to, look.
Jessica.
We're going to go take
a well-deserved
break.
I'm glad he's dead.
He's dead.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you two to die.
Does he have next to skin?
No. And if they did, they wouldn't get shit.
Jessica?
Yeah.
Isn't this the most hilarious footage you have ever seen of an SCP investigation?
It's kind of like an obscure Canadian comedy show that nobody's ever heard of. I'm enjoying the shit out of it.
Tucker is yelling at the idiots, and he is so mad.
You can tell that he's really mad by the veins that are popping out of his fucking forehead.
Jessica, why is there a Dutchman in our control room?
Oh,
I am France.
He's French, apparently.
I'm on loan from the SCP location.
La France.
La France.
Con. I think he's from southeastern France.
Well, Scott Hawk, put her there.
Yeah, in Cairns.
Oui?
That's why he's a plastic surgeon, because he's from
Cairns. Do you shake hands in your country?
No.
No. Oh, that's right. You like to kiss. Come here. Pucker up.
Mwah.
I give him a big wet one right on the lips.
So now what happens?
Would you like some Botox?
Tucker kicks those two fucking out of the building. Get the fuck out of here and go back to eating your goddamn Arby's and drinking.
I don't eat Arby's. That's gross.
My favorite was when the English man took his shirt off to take a poop.
Get out of here.
I don't get why we're getting yelled at. It's not even our fault.
As he looks to the camera, specifically towards the three main researchers. Why do you keep hiring them?
They're closed circuit cameras!
Now, voice ahead, you said
you
those
guys,
cameras didn't go back to the SCP
you
Foundation.
You just said you were watching.
We are just reviewing the footage. He's yelling at us in the future.
That's right.
So he's yelling at you in the future, yeah.
Tucker, you are right here. Why could you...
Because I wanted to tell you guys, why do we do it twice?
What?
We got
why
some...
do we do what twice?
I wanted to tell you two times. Why did we hire them for anything?
Look, it was amusing.
After the blanket ghost, you should have not. They showed up drunk and just stole their booze.
They also, sir, they solved the blanket ghost problem.
They didn't solve shit.
I'm pretty sure they solved it.
No, they didn't. It was just sitting there. They didn't do anything.
Look, Tucker, Jack McCallan 12 and Steve Arby's are two of our best field researchers for suburban investigations, and
they're not going anywhere. They're field agents, and they're supposed to be cops.
Well, I like their moxie.
They got some get up and go. They just promoted themselves, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm going to take a shit.
Oh, we've got a bathroom for that.
Make sure it's not in the
Yeah, we've got the bathroom for that.
No, I'm back at Site 69.
Well,
a public bathroom.
As I'm filling in for your Shana, because she is on long-term hangover leave, I have an idea. Perhaps we saw Mr. Arby's try and dig through the wall and find the bathroom to be indestructible.
So before we go any further, I know you're French, but it's real fucking rude that you still haven't told me your name.
Jacques.
Huh?
Sion.
I think you're lying to me.
Jackson.
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 No. It's two Ed.
Jacques.
Sion.
Sion.
Yeah.
Like the river?
Sion.
I believe it's French for titties.
S-E-N-D, like the river.
S-E-I-N in your
El
French
Rio
English.
Grande de France.
Jack Sign. If I will American,
right.
Is
well,
how
anyway,
I would say it.
What's your idea there, Jackie? Why don't you take the lead on this one? See your new guy on the block.
Well, the bathroom, she is impenetrable.
So we just remove it from the property and bring it to the site and lock it down. And maybe we will find what this little boy wants.
Let's throw some D-class into that bathroom and see what fucking happens, right?
Yeah. Y'all, you have been so well with all your research. You will have the celebrity executive bathroom in the prison. Enjoy your time. We tell them.
Okay. Well, we don't have to lie to them. We can tell them they're going to die. They'll still do it. They know if they don't, we'll blow up their little headsies.
Well, I think that I might be
What is the choice between death and death?
We're their own personal Amanda Wallers.
Okay.
I might be on D-class probation after the last couple tests I've ran.
What'd you do while I was at Chili's?
Did you read about the mass shooting in Moscow?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that
it wasn't a mass shooting, and it wasn't me. I shot in the middle of mass. I was there. I was there, kind of.
So you were a victim?
Yeah.
I just want you to know I'm glad you're all right.
A victim of circumstance?
Victim, yeah.
A victim of miscommunication from my higher-ups. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you relocate the bathroom?
We.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
And we put it behind a closed cell.
Okay.
And introduce a new D-class to it every couple of days.
Okay. Just one or multiple? What are you doing there?
Well, bubbly. Seems like a shitty kind of guy.
Bubbly?
I don't know. Bubbly butt? He's a good joke. You walk right into it.
I think he's trying to say bublé.
Okay.
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé?
Is he one of our D-class? What did he do?
He took mushrooms at the NHL All-Star Game and then had to do an interview and told everybody that he was on mushrooms.
Is that a crime?
And then he goatseed the camera.
Yeah, in Toronto, it's a crime.
Yeah.
Punishable by D-class. Yeah.
By so C-class. Death.
Yeah. Death class.
Death class.
Bublé.
Mm-hmm. Great set of pipes.
The asshole ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're clean.
Totally clean.
Yeah. He gets enemas on the daily.
He's the enema of the state
so
of
you're
Detroit.
Just putting, how many people are you putting in this bathroom?
I don't know, four?
Okay, you put four people in the bathroom. Closing the door, leaving it open.
Close the door.
Okay, you close the door.
Like we're going to tell one of them to take a shit in the sink, one of them take a shit in the toilet, one of them take a shit in the bathtub, okay. And one just pop squat right there on the floor, voice and head.
All
right.
Four people taking a shit in different areas of this bathroom. There's no fan, so it just stinks.
No, we're their fan.
Because they have been being fed prison food.
Sure. It smells terrible in here. It just smells like shit. It's disgusting. You got shit in a toilet, shit in a sink, shit in a tub, and shit on the floor. So it's just
dry refried beans, nacho canned cheese.
Kool-Aid.
Spam? Yeah. So nothing happens.
No cockroach?
Well, no. I think it's because there's multiple people in there. I think you gotta be in there alone.
All right. Send in Meep to clean it up.
Get in there, Meep.
Meep.
Don't close the door, Meep.
All right, Meep.
Meep. Meep learned a new word.
All right, Meep.
Meep.
All right, Meep. He goes in and he mops up all the shit, scoops it up with a little fishnet. Make sure to leave the door open. Scoops it into his little bucket. Mops it up. And then...
Someone close that door.
Is someone closing the door?
We not behind him. We're going to wait until he gets out. We don't want to kill Meat.
Okay. He...
What, you think I'm going to kill Blum Blum next? You think I'm some kind of psychopath voice in head? Is that what you think about me, Scott Hopkins?
I didn't say anything, but he leaves. Since
I
no
see
one
you judging
the door.
Me.
I didn't do anything.
All right.
Meat cleans up the shit. Leaves.
You got a D-class?
Oh, I've got so many D-class.
Meep, go for it.
All right, we're going to put in...
Meep.
All right, get out of there, Meep.
Meep.
And we will send in the next shit, yeah?
Glamorous George.
Glamorous
George.
Yeah,
get in there.
Okay.
Okay.
He sounds a lot like you, Jessica.
Oh, no, I was announcing that's who we wanted.
Oh, you know him.
It's a prize fighter.
Oh,
a monkey.
It is a monkey.
It's a monkey?
I feel like the ethics committee will have something to say about that. What is this monkey in for?
So Jessica?
Ripping face.
You want me to take a shit on the floor?
What?
Is that what we're doing here? We're just taking shits on the floor now.
Are we animals?
Yeah. Ignore
the
monkey.
I'm not sure I had enough chili.
How much chili do you have? 2 quarts?
I had a nice size bowl.
All right.
We'll give it some time. You will have to take a shit. Monkey, close the door behind him.
Oh, shit.
So it's a monkey and a guy? Or the
no,
monkey?
The monkey's outside the door. Okay. Closing.
He's the one translating.
The okay. Monkey is the door, Mom.
I was told I would be able to take my... fucking lost English there for a second. I was told I'd be able to take my monkey in here. Y'all lied to me.
We did not want a monkey's blood on our hands. He is not your monkey, he says.
So the monkey closes the door. You're in there all by yourself?
Monkey, how could you betray me like this?
All right, so door's closed.
He's Australian now.
Yep. Door's shit. Closed.
Just like a criminal?
Yeah.
I take a shit.
Okay. Roll me a perception check.
He is a shit criminal.
Rolled a 2.
You don't notice anything. You're currently 6 minutes into your
and
shift.
On the...
what do we see out here?
Because we are watching
roll
diligently.
Perception.
To see what we are looking for?
Yeah.
Or voice in here that goes squatty potty in here.
No.
Jacques.
Oh, shit. I just stand up on my toes.
Why?
I'm simulating the squatty potty, right?
Got to 23.
Yeah? You definitely see a cockroach come up out of the tub and start to scurry around on the floor towards, what's this new guy's name?
Glamorous George.
Glamorous George.
Now, Glamorous George. It's hard to say. Steve?
Yeah?
Look out for that rush.
Oh. Voice in the head, I look out for the roach.
There is a large roach scurrying it. On the ground towards you. Yeah, you smash this roach.
Whatever you do, Dot. All right.
You smash the roach. It's gross.
You smash the roach.
Yellow gook, coming out around the edge.
I would get that door open real quick, monkey. Try harder.
Monkey, I'm
monkey.
Still taking a shit in here.
Monkey! He's trying so
don't
hard.
Don't you open that door and expose my nibbly bits to the world.
Monkey, your friend is going to die.
Do you understand?
His blood will be on your hands, monkey, if you can't get that door open.
And he's got all limbs off the ground on the doorknob, and he's just pulling as hard as he can.
You will also be put down if you can't get that door
open. And he just
open.
Starts pummeling the door with his fists, and, like, they're bleeding, but nothing's happening.
They're nubs.
Yeah, because the door's impenetrable. He's just punching it.
Somebody get my chimpanzee some fucking monkey chow so he stops trying to knock down my door while I'm having a shit.
You notice, Glamorous George, another few cockroaches come up out of the tub, and you hear, like, a... gurgling.
Don't kill those cockroaches.
What?
In fact,
whatever you do, do not turn on the water.
Yeah, don't turn the water on.
I commence to smashing them.
Okay, you start smashing the cockroaches, and you notice.
Wait! Did the voice in the radio? She tell me not to kill them.
That's correct.
All right, I don't kill them.
But you already have, so you might as well.
Yeah, you've already started the process. They're going
to
rip your
pubes
out one by one.
Well, do you want me to smash them or not?
They just keep pouring up.
See if you can get
out
of
the tub.
See how many you can fit in your mouth.
I start playing whack-a-roach.
All right, so eventually, there's just too many. They're starting to become overwhelming. Just, like, dozens and dozens and dozens of them coming out simultaneously. To the point where they're starting to cover the ground, and they're all starting to climb up your legs. Are you still staying on the ground trying to squash?
Smashing them. Smashing jaws.
Stomp and roll.
Smash with a 3.
Okay, you got your pants around your legs, so...
No, I don't. I actually take my pants all the way off.
Okay.
Even just to pee.
Sure. Well,
just like that English guy.
You've actually forgotten this fact about yourself, so you seem like you're a little awkward trying to stompy stomp, and you're not getting a whole lot of movement, but the roaches are crawling up your legs. Roll me a sanity check.
All right.
Into the bum.
It's a 14.
Okay, you're kind of hanging in there, but you're starting to freak out. You're sweating a lot, getting very nervous. You can feel the cockroaches crawling up your skin. The little
maybe I should pinch it off.
You notice that they're starting to move up the walls too, and they're just hundreds of them pouring out of this tub. And you notice this big, like this black viscous liquid bubbling, and every just more cockroaches coming out of this tub, just pouring over the top like a waterfall. As they just keep swarming you and moving up your legs, and you can feel them like biting and tearing at your flesh.
And then we fast forward to when he is dead, and we see if the boy is fuller. So let's go.
So you're standing there, and eventually, you know, you start to scream, and they start to go in your mouth, and you feel them just start to pour down your throat and force their way there, and you literally suffocate on roaches. And you fall into this pile, and they cover you up, and they, you know, tear you apart.
Monkey,
like
it is okay. You will survive. He was joking.
The monkey is, like, limply beating the door, exhausted, just... like, blood's all over the door.
Someone gets this monkey some hand braces and some cast. And a banana, quick.
And eventually, the body rises up out of the black goo.
What does it look like?
Like a... What? Almost skeletal in a sense. Flesh is missing off the body, but it's just
still
covered in this black.
It's no more full than it was before.
No, it's not.
Okay, but does it look like the boy, or does it look like?
It looks like the boy.
The boy.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like Barry.
No.
Okay.
And the family had lived in this house for quite some time, so for whatever reason, this anomaly just started with the boy.
So. Okay.
And it comes over and it takes Barry, comes over and takes Glamour's
In
George.
A fast-forwardy kind of sense, we just, like, keep trying to repeat this to see if the boy ever gets fuller or if it's always skeletal?
No.
Okay, real quick.
It's the same every time.
How long has this family lived in that house?
They lived in that house for 8 years.
Okay. What happened to the people before them?
It was a new house.
Disappeared in the shitter.
New house.
New house, yep.
Brand new.
It was a new development.
What was it? And it only started...
Like that day.
That day.
Because they've had the door closed plenty of times and there was no
radiation. Okay. Hey, yep.
So I noticed a cockroach the night before.
Voice in head, we're going to need to have a team go through any diaries, journals, notebooks, sketch pads, literally anything that teenage boy and his family would use to record their thoughts or possibly commune with the devil.
Satan's Plumbing Company, perhaps?
You go through any documents, and you don't see anything out of the ordinary.
What about
there's a ton of diaries, but...
What about any receipts for plumbing work done?
No, nothing.
All right. Well, this is clear. We should put this bathroom in the bottom of a pool and fill it with cement and put it at the base of the fucking lockdown and forget about it because fuck this thing.
I say we just put an out-of-order sign on the door.
You think Meep will ignore that if he has to really go?
Meep already knows what's
you
up. We
just
told
lock
him.
Down the area. Like, you could put it, like, in a room.
Okay, like a we put it in a room and locks
well,
it up.
Hold on.
Okay.
Do we have any of those cult members left? The ones that was working with us?
Which ones that were working with you?
Church of the Broken God
the
or
broken
Serpent's
God.
Hand?
They're not there with you.
Serpent, what about this?
I am not familiar with these
Neither
folks.
One of them are there with you.
I mean, if you had to torture someone.
Okay, but I could be able to get into contact with them, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, well,
see if they have any plumbers.
I'm going to call them real
Information?
Quick.
Information?
Okay.
About this one?
Beep, boop, Hello? Pop, pop.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
It's me, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Jessica the tor... What?
Jesse, ask him about the cockroach toilet. Jesse, the toilet!
Sorry, I'm
zero shit out!
How is your toilet running?
Like the one at my house?
You better go catch it. And
I didn't even answer the question.
You got him, Jesse. You got him good.
High five.
They don't know it was me. Unless they star 69 me.
I did shout out Jesse twice
and I did
during
say
the conversation.
Jesse the torso Torah. There could be any of those. Okay. Never mind.
Got it.
We will lock it up.
Let's ship it away.
Now you're shipping it away?
Yeah.
Just keep it?
Well,
just
yeah.
Keep
like it.
Maybe. I think we should contain it, not ship it.
Yeah, we contain it and maybe use it as a torture device.
I ship it with a 5 meter by 5 meter by 5 meter room with a lock on the outside. That's what I ship it with.
Yep. All right, so you lock this thing down, and the SCP designates this as SCP-6698, otherwise known as Clean Your Drains, people. And with that, we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
This episode of Botched is brought to you by the Patreon producers. Literally, if I don't have my fucking notes in front of me, I forget how to do everything.
Chunk!
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 Chunk! Chunk! You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botched Podcast. This episode of Botched is brought to you by the Patreon producers. Your weapon of choice, the gym, the knock lord, chronic skinner, B-mail, shed, abandoned, disgruntled furniture, chunk, Chris Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Lost Slimy, Shinigami, God King, Red Panda Bash.
May the roaches never come for him while he is shitting.
Maybe Sapper Supreme and possibly Old Swamp Ass.
Redacted.
Redacted.
You want to support the show? You can do so on many stupid websites. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.com, DickBlood.club, LizardTeats.com, MookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagra.com, LouisianaPocketGophers.com, DamnYouDennis.com, BirdsWithPenises.com, Chickums.church. PartyMormons.com, RaoulsMovingCastle.com, ChugYourMilk.com,
Chug it,
DaddyDennis.com,
yeah,
MeepCreeps.com, ChongoGrandeCerveza.com, or simply ChongoGrande.com.
Also, I had the idea, perhaps FrancoisTurdGuillotine.com.
TurdGuillotine?
Or simply Patreon.com/BotchPodcast.
Good luck spelling it.
Yeah, good luck ever finding that website.
Want to support us? Go to fucking Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. Thank you to Gozer for our music. Thank you to Swan for our album art. Send something to the studio, P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And we'll open it up here on stream. Wouldn't that be fun, having more websites than reviews. Fucking reviews? At least
someone will want them eventually and pay us hundreds of dollars for them.
At least we're getting these websites more frequently than we are these iTunes reviews. Yeah. And as always,
so we're just doing our jobs here.
Go away!
We'll see you next week, nerds.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
What about the little ginger kid from that other show? Where
Problem Child?
Danny Bonaducci?
Problem Child.
He died.
Danny Bonaducci's not dead.
Look it up. Don't look it up.
From Wonder Shows.